At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Luke 2. Feel free to hit pause and read Luke 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Jesus' visit to the temple as a boy reveals his obedience to his Father and Christ's desire to fulfill his plan for our salvation. Jesus continued to obey God's will all the days of his life, even to the point of death on a cross. We read of Jesus' oneness with his Father and the lengths Christ would endure to secure a right relationship with God for all who would trust in him for salvation. Through Jesus' perfect obedience, Christians can abide with our Father here on earth and forever as we dwell with him in heaven and the new earth. In Luke 2, the onlookers were amazed that Jesus, a 12-year-old boy, was sitting among the teachers, listening intently, asking and answering questions, and truly understanding the things of God. Jesus knew his Father and made himself at home in his house, finding it necessary to be involved in the things of God and among his people. This desire to obey his Father and to do his will wasn't just something Jesus proclaimed in his youth. It was how he lived each moment of his life. Jesus' gift of salvation isn't earned through our obedience. Rather, it is received by faith when we repent and place our trust in his finished work on the cross, his righteousness in exchange for our sinfulness. We are saved from our sins and the punishment we deserve. Only Jesus could live a perfect life in full obedience to the Father. Yet, when we believe in him, his Holy Spirit transforms us and helps us obey and abide in his strength. Help the kids in your care see that Jesus came to earth to do his Father's will, which meant following God's plan perfectly from a young age to the point of death, even death on a cross. Guide your children to see that even today they can decide to follow God and that he will be faithful to lead them all the days of their lives. Let's pray. God, thank you for your Son, Jesus, who perfectly followed the rules that we could not. Help us to understand that you offer forgiveness for our sins when we trust Jesus as Lord. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. If Jesus never sinned, why did he not follow his parents? 2. If Jesus is God's son, why was he asking questions? Shouldn't he know the answers? 3. How can each of us obey God in our lives every day? Our key passage for this unit is John 3:16. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore John's ministry began in Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John 1.